I wanted to make a short video. I don't like making these real long. I think they get boring when they're real long. But I wanted to make a short one about something I dreamt about last night, and I couldn't really find a picture to do justice. In the dream, there was this dark room with a bed, kind of like a little hospital bed in it. But it didn't look exactly like a hospital bed, but it was that type of just a small little bed that you'd picture somebody bringing into like a house for somebody that's sick and that they can get around the bed and stuff. Kind of like that, but a real simplified version of it. And again, I couldn't find any pictures that, and I looked for a long time, and I'm just not finding any pictures that do justice, but it was a kind of a dark room with a hospital bed and little else, and this isn't exactly the same kind of picture, obviously, but it looks like a dark room with a bed in it, so that's what I'll use. I get kind of frustrated when I look for images and just can't find anything that's even remotely close to what I was looking for. But it looked like this little room, except there was no religious, there wasn't a cross or religious pictures or anything in there, and it was much darker and just gloomy and sad. And the dream was about, I had asked God if this man that had been a leader of a satanic cult for quite a few years in California, he was pretty well known and interacted with movie stars and all of that. And I asked God if he had repented at the end of his life, because there was a video circulating that said when he was nearly, while he was in the process of dying, that he had said, "Something's not looking right, this isn't right." And I'm not sure what else was said after that. It would be interesting if anybody knew more about that, what he said after that, or if that's all he said and then died. I don't know. But, you know, gosh, there's a lot to say on this, but I don't want to make this video real long. And, but God showed me that he didn't repent. He said he had a horrible, horrible death. You know, most people, if they're having a horrible dying process in their conscience, they will repent. And even if they don't believe in God, maybe they'll say, "God, if you're real, I'm sorry for all my sins," anything, because, you know, if you're having a horrible death, you usually cry out to God for help, even if you're not sure if he's real. That's what I think. But so this man was having a horrible death, just horrible, and oh God, this is so sad and scary, because I don't wish hell on anybody, you know. But he showed me that as this man was preparing to die, he was calling out for this one spirit. And he said to that spirit, he said, "Raphael, is that you?" And it was a spirit he was familiar with. And somehow that, I guess that he felt that spirit was there. It was, you know, obviously an evil spirit that he had called on in his life. He was a very famous devil worshiper and blah, blah. And I thought, oh, wow, I thought that is so weird, you know, that, because, you know, most people would be calling on angels to help them and comfort them, and this man's like calling on the spirit, asking if it's him and if he's there and ready to take him. And I was just like, oh my God, this man just doesn't even know what he's asking, and he's turning to like demons for help. And oh, it was just horrible. And in the dream, at some point, the man had gotten up and was in the corner of the room throwing up, and it was so horrible. He was like, "This sounds weird. I can't quite understand what it meant or what it was supposed to represent." The man was like vomiting up his intestines out of his mouth. That just sounds so grotesque, but that's exactly what I saw. And I don't know, maybe this man before he died was so sick he was throwing up parts of his, I don't know what it meant, but I just know in the dream he was actually throwing up his intestines out of his mouth and all kinds of bile, and it was just horrible, and this the moments before he was dying was just so horrible, and it was like, I think God was trying to show him that those evil spirits, they weren't going to help him, and they weren't helping him. And the man was just so lost in his mind and deluded. He just, you know, nothing God showed him or tried to put in his heart got through to him. He just was so sold out to the devil. And it was so horrible because I could tell this man was so ashamed that he was throwing up and just losing control of his body functions, and he just felt horrible. And then he couldn't understand that the demons were not going to help him. They were making everything 100 times worse. He couldn't understand it. And in the dream, I was there watching and wanted to help, and I knew somehow I couldn't help him, you know, that, I don't know, it was really hard to describe this dream, but then in the dream, at some point I realized that he was lost, and that, God, there were so many little parts to this dream, it's kind of hard to quickly just put it all together in a video, but the gist of it is that the man was lost, he didn't repent. I didn't see the part of the dream where he said something's wrong here. I just, you know, in his real life, that didn't play out in front of me. What played out in front of me was that the man was terribly sick, and he was asking the spirit named Raphael to, he said, are you here with me, and are you going to help me? And that spirit was, you know, an evil spirit he was familiar with in his life, and thought that spirit was going to somehow help him and take him to some type of kingdom in hell. And it was just so horrible, you guys. I can't even explain all that dream. But it was just terrible. And gosh, you know, hell is so real. These people, you know, there's a huge movement right now in the occult where people want to be in the occult. They want to play with it. You know, a huge movement among young people. And, oh my goodness, what's waiting for them on the other side is so horrible. And, you know, they may not have a chance to repent before they're in hell. And we're seeing all these leaders of the occult come forward, all these different churches of Satan. Some are men, some are women. And what's waiting for them is just, there's no words to describe the horrors of what they're going to find out is waiting for them. You know, hell is pure suffering, and it's suffering in so many ways that unless you've dreamt of hell, unless you ask God to give you, you know, you can ask God when you fall asleep to give you a revelation if you want to. And some of you, he may do that. But unless he showed you what hell is really like, there's just no words for it.